Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use those names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Hello, party people, and hello, party people. This is your host, Hits Hughes for Radio, and welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. I just watched the episode again, and we will be talking about The Odyssey, which aired last night on this February 13th, 2013. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what the fans have to say about last night's episode. Let's see, from area code 239, who is this?
Oh, you should know me by now, man. I'm always the first caller. You're Matt from Florida, your co-host.
Yes, my co-host. You sure have earned it. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. I went and saw A Good Day to Die Hard tonight. Go see it after the podcast.
How was that? Was that good?
Awesome. Way action-packed. I mean,
oh, I can't wait.
Action-packed.
I'm a big fan of those movies.
Go see it on IMAX. I saw it on IMAX, and I saw the Iron Man 3 trailer.
Oh, how was that on the big screen?
Awesome. I've just seen it on YouTube, but I'm getting pumped for Marvel Phase 2.
Oh, yeah. Definitely this year is going to be action-packed comic book summer, starting with, of course, Iron Man, and then trickling later on to the Man of Steel, which we're really excited. So, Matt, tell us what you thought, first thoughts on Odyssey on last night's episode of Arrow.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, his own mother shot him.
That's a lot of flashbacks, right?
I loved all the flashbacks, and I think the guy who played Slade Wilson on the island, he should have played Slade Wilson in the Smallville BRA storyline.
Right. He's such a good actor.
I didn't like Michael Hogan as Slade Wilson. Season 10, and they didn't do so good in some episodes.
Yeah, didn't give it justice.
No.
Get it? Justice? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Slade Wilson is played by the actor Manu Bennett, and he did a wonderful job last night.
Yep, and he and Oliver are now partners on the island.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with his work, he is currently on the big screen right now. He's in The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
He plays Azog.
A-Z-O-G.
Who?
A-Z-O-G, Azog.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is.
I know who he is?
I think he's the tall guy, because you know how they're all dwarfs, and then there's a tall guy?
Oh, in
the Hobbit.
Plays Thorin. The dwarf? Yeah, Thorin.
All right. Let's see. We have another caller from area code 432. Who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, what's up, Ace? This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, welcome back.
It's Joe from Krypton.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. So I take it you're also a Smallville / Superman fan?
Oh, man, I've been a Superman fan since I was a kid.
Oh, sweet. So I don't know if you've heard about our other podcast, Smallville Talk, which also airs every Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. So hopefully you can join us on that one.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I will. I sure will.
All right. We're going to have a two double-packed action-adventure podcast coming at you tonight on this lovely Valentine's Day. Let's see. So, Joe, give us your first thoughts on Odyssey.
Oh, man. First thing I want to say about that the Odyssey was I love that fighting scene with Wilson and Deathstroke. Man.
Oh, yeah.
It was so intense.
For TV?
I got goosebumps watching it. It was intense. It was insane. I loved it.
I agree. Because I even felt like getting off the couch and doing some of the moves, even though I have no clue what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was pumped.
I'm sorry. I was pumped.
Hey, can I just ask something?
Go ahead.
Where do you think Wilson is getting that hair gel, man? I thought they were stranded on an island.
Maybe it's Mangu. Maybe it's Mangu. Have you guys seen something about Mary?
Yeah, exactly right. It's Mangu, exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to ask where he gets that sticky stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're all in agreement that Odyssey really kicked ass, and I'm sorry for using that word, but yeah, they totally kicked ass, and I was totally shocked that Slade Wilson was not Deathstroke. You know, I guess, you know, I am a kid at heart, and I think the last episode of our podcast, we did all in agreement think that there was no partner that he was talking about. Remember when he was talking about in the last season? So were you guys as shocked as I was, or you guys were like, eh?
I was pretty shocked.
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
I was shocked, and I have to say when we voted if we liked Marvel or DC, I have to switch. I love DC.
There you go.
All right.
Welcome to the party, pal.
It sounds like if they're taking forever to get the right Justice League script.
I know. And hopefully with the success of Arrow, I mean the success of the TV show and also the comic book, hopefully Arrow will make its big screen debut soon, you know, especially if they add him to the Justice League. Do you think they will add Arrow? Is he even considered to be in the Justice League? What do you think, Matt?
I'm sure, but I think they should start building it up like in season 2 or season 3 if there's going to be an Amazon show. They should, if they can't do Justice League in the movie, they need to do a Justice League TV show, because I've seen some cool fan-made Justice League openings with the JLA team from the animated series and the
I've seen that, I definitely have.
I love both of those theme songs.
Joe, let me ask you, does Green Arrow deserve to be in the Justice League movie, or do you think they're going to pass on him for now?
You know, in the comic books, he really is a part of the Justice League, but the only thing that bums me out about the Arrow TV show is that they said in the beginning that there was going to be no powers, so like Superman or nobody would show up for the show. I mean, ever.
Interesting. Did you read that in an article or?
I read that on Examiner.com and comicbookmovie.com and stuff like that. Yeah, I was bummed out about that, man.
That's going to be interesting because isn't Laurel supposed to be Black Canary?
Yeah. Yeah, they also spoke on that. They said that she wasn't going to be getting her powers either, which is kind of dumb, I think.
That is weird. Yeah. Well, you never know. CW, they always mix it up a little.
Yeah.
If you guys remember with Smallville, there was a lot of mix up there.
Yeah, there was.
So we'll see what CW has in hand for the future of Arrow. And I also wanted to announce, I know I put it on the website, and I know you probably already saw it on Twitter and any other news outlets that you guys read, but Arrow has been renewed for a second season. Yay! I wish I had a sound effect.
Yeah.
But yes, Arrow will be back next season, so it's not over yet, Johnny. We still have another round of Arrow kick-ass stunt work. I'm sure the stunt guys are like really pumped and excited because they have done an amazing job this season.
It's actually much more darker than Smallville's version.
Oh yeah,
of
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
When
way better than
when Slade Wilson got was fighting Deathstroke and. I forgot who shot the arrow to Deathstroke.
Who shot the arrow?
Was it Yao Fei?
No, I can't remember
I forgot already. It was so bad.
The main boss. The main boss probably is a mercenary, the British guy.
All right. So let me, for those of you listening to the podcast, thank you again for downloading on iTunes and also on blogtalkradio.com. Let me read you a brief description of tonight's episode that we're talking about, The Odyssey. It goes, let's see, after Oliver is shot, he turns to and of course, who does he get shot by? His mom. That was crazy. But he turns to a surprising person for help, Felicity, Diggle is stunned when he sees Felicity walk through the front door of the lair, dragging the dying Oliver behind her, and the two of them team up to save Oliver's life. As Oliver hovers between life and death, he flashes back to the seminal event of the island, a daring escape attempted with his new friend Slade Wilson. And that's pretty much the episode. That quick little synopsis there. Okay, so let's start from the beginning, guys. I love it. I love it. I love it how they replayed Arrow's entrance and said the famous line.
Mora, you have failed this city.
Yes! Oh, Mora, that's so cool. I love that. I mean, when Mari, tongue tied. What other time will you ever say that to your own mother?
That's probably the only and the last time I'll
right?
ever do that. Yeah.
I can imagine you guys going to your parents tomorrow. Dad, you have failed this city. Like, what?
Like,
what are you talking about?
I say that to my dad. I say that to my dad for
you
sure.
To your
I don't get along. He lives all the way in California, and he's a sick man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
oh,
well, let's not go down that road. But let's see. So, yeah, I'm so happy CW was able to replay that clip because it was so a great ending to the previous episode, which was Betrayal. And then they just replayed from that part because it was so not iconic, but it was so dramatic that Arrow is now confronting his mom and he wanted to know, of course, is his stepdad dead or alive? And why can't Myra just say, "Yo, it wasn't me. It was not the Black Archer, but I don't think does she know if Merlin." Is the Black Archer? Does she know the Dark
no,
Archer?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So at least she could say, "Yo, this Merlin dude, he has your stepdad, or he has, you know, my husband." Why didn't she say that?
I don't know, but one thing I don't get: the guy's name is Malcolm. Why is she even working for the douchebag? I mean, what does he have on Mrs. Green that he's controlling her? I mean, God, she's so rich in the family, and Arrow's protecting her.
For
but
everything,
was, I was on the edge of my seat. My mom was at a group that night, and I did before every week. Like, we watched Smallville together. And,
that's great.
I was yelling at the screen, man. I mean, I was just going crazy on the way we ended the podcast last week. You have failed this podcast.
I know. I hope you guys didn't get mad. You know I was just quoting Arrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I even heard it. I was at work, and I'm like, I'm going to listen to the podcast. And then at the very end, I heard, "You guys have failed this podcast." I'm like, that kind of sounds wrong, but you know what I mean, right? It wasn't bad.
It was a joke. So if people are out there listening, or even Steven is listening, we should tweet him and say, "Hey, dude, call in."
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, and if you are listening live right now, you guys could call into our podcast at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. And we are always here live on Thursday nights at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's going to be 11. Central is 10. And Mountain is 9. So there you go. All right, so let's continue our talk about Odyssey. So let's see, Joe, let's start with you. What was your favorite scene? If you could pick out one scene in last night's episode, what was it? What would you say would be your favorite?
Besides the Deathstroke thing, I think it would have to be whenever Wilson was training Oliver. That was probably one of the beginning.
Ooh, I love that.
I did too. I really loved it. I loved it. It was awesome.
Oh, and then when they're doing the little two, they both have sticks, and
the
he like smacks
sticks.
Him in the hand. I totally felt that. Like my knuckles just like ached.
It was great. Well, you know, to me, what really made it even better is that it led up to the defining moment of Oliver whenever he made that choice to stay on the island and save Yao Fei.
Yes.
That's the moment that really where it defined him as Green Arrow. That's the moment where he becomes the Oliver he is now.
Right,
you know?
Because if you remember from the flashbacks, it was always him thinking for himself, never about others. Yes.
That's right, because he said, you know, I'm always thinking for myself. I've betrayed people I love, and, you know, and he finally made a choice to go down the straight and narrow, you know, and straighten up his act and become a hero. I love that moment. I love it.
I agree. Good point, Joe. Thank you. Let's see, Matt, let's go to you. What was your favorite scene in last night's episode, Odyssey?
Well, besides the epic opening scene.
You can't even pick that one.
No, I love the scene when Felicity found out, then him and.
Oh,
got
mine. That was totally mine.
And him and her and Diggle were talking, and then she's going to probably turn into Oracle from Batman. Like, she'll be the Batgirl.
Hold on. I was excited about that, too, because I kind of saw, like, and we always talked about it here on the podcast, where she might be the next Chloe type of deal. But if you remember when he came to and Oliver was feeling better and he woke up and he asked her, so are you in? She said, I'm in up until we find your stepdad. After that, I'm out. And I was kind of sad. I was like, no. I'm like, please don't let them find the stepdad. Maybe they might take a couple years to find them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you know, in the comic books, actually, Felicity is like his Oracle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm hoping they do that in the series, but they already made a rule. Hey, I'll help you up to this point. After that, I'm out. I'm like, no. Do you think she might enjoy the rush, the adrenaline, the adventure, and change her mind later?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess with TV, never say never, right?
Yeah.
All right, so of course now it's my turn. I'm going to tell you guys my favorite scene. Since Matt already stole one of my favorite scenes, I'm going to switch over to my backup. I was like, oh, I can't believe he said that. Okay, so my favorite scene was, of course, the fight between Slade Wilson and Deathstroke. That would be my second one. And it was just really intense. I was like, I wonder how many bruises and scratches and gashes do these stunt guys go after, because it almost looks real. And I know it's TV and it's all fake and choreographed for the camera, but it looks so real, and it's just like really great stunt work and the effects, the explosions, everything coming all together at the same time. It was just a great mesh of awesomeness. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's switch it back. Let's see, what was your scene that you could have done without? If you were watching last night's episode and you could have said, hey, that little scene right there, we don't need that. Let's go to you, Matt. What scene do you think could have been left out?
Okay, here's what kind of really bothered me. Here we go. Slade leaves the room where there's a phone. And Oliver thinks up, okay, I'm going to call Laurel and not say a word. I mean, what the hell is he thinking? Call your family. Say, I'm alive. Send me a plane.
Matt, at this point, before he makes the call, how long has he been on the island?
For like 6 months. And then at the end of the episode, the plane passes them. And he's probably stuck there for a couple more years.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely one of those scenes where you're like, speak, stupid!
Yeah, that scene wasn't worth it.
Yeah, all right, great. Let's see, Joe, give us your scenes scene that you could have done without.
You know, this episode was so great. I really can't find any flaws with it. With that scene where he called Laurel, I actually thought that was great. I mean, it kind of showed that he was like, you know what, I can give in right now and go home, or I can stay here and become a man, you know, and it kind of defined him also. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that scene. I really loved it. So, I mean, I can't think of any scenes that I don't like. I mean, to me, if I was to rate it, I'd give it a 5 out of 5. I mean, it's episodes like this.
Yeah, it was
really
high up there.
These are the kind of episodes that make me enjoy being a DC fan. I mean, I just love stuff like this.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you. Like you, Joe, it was really hard for me to pick a scene that I could have definitely done without. Something that was not it just didn't mesh well with me when Oliver joins his mother back when he recovers back at the house, and we see Detective Detective Lance, with the mom. And, of course, we remember when Arrow got shot at the beginning, there was a pool of blood. And right away I said, holy smokies, they're going to test the blood and match it up to Oliver. Or somehow, you know, it's going to get traced back to him.
Yeah.
But the one line that I was like, really? That's all you're going to say? That, oh, the lab messed up. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm like, you're trying to find this vigilante, and the lab messed up? I was like, oh,
trying to just give up so easily, right?
Yeah. It's like, huh? The lab messed up. I'm like, well, try it again. You have a pool of blood.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was kind of
like that
was a little lazy writing there.
Like in that Smallville episode where he got shot and all he had to do was use what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
He had to use that queen regeneration healing.
Yeah, the LexCorp
Area
51 regeneration.
Can I say something about that serum on Smallville?
Yeah.
Oliver in the comic books, he's never actually able to regenerate himself with anything. That was just kind of used for the Smallville TV show.
For the Smallville.
Know,
I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great ploy because he is going to be shot at. He is going to be, you know, stabbed, kicked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would make sense to, like, how is this guy going to keep going? But then you remember, how does Batman do it? He doesn't have any superpowers either, so that makes sense. And if you've been hearing our podcast, we're now at episode 14, which is awesome. What was my point? Batman. Okay, yeah. We always made a comparison to Batman. And even in the comic books, it's kind of like if you read Batman and Green Arrow, you're kind of like, okay, you know, millionaire, money, wants to be a vigilante. So it makes sense. Yeah, why would he need the superpower when a couple other heroes that we know, or superheroes that we know, don't have it? All right, so let's see. I was pretty, I don't know, I'm missing Thea. What's going on with Thea? She wasn't really prominent in this episode. I think she remembered, if you guys remember, she was only at the end where Myra and the family were together and were surprised to see Oliver because he's been missing. Now, isn't this weird? She shot the guy, okay? Myra, I'm talking about the mom. She shot the guy, let's say Arrow. Her son goes missing for a couple days. Like, doesn't anyone put two and two together? Well, what's going on?
Exactly.
And he's already been accused of being Arrow. You know, it's kind of a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, also Laurel, which is our fan favorite, she had a little cameo in the episode. So definitely it was more focused on Oliver, which is good because we want to know as much as we can on what happened on the island and what the whole thing is with Yao Fei. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? We found out that he has someone he really cares about. Now I have a question because I know people that listen to the podcast, they're always like, well, what about this? What about that? Here's my question. Yao Fei, when he goes to meet his loved one, or the female that is held hostage, they show the tattoo. Now, please, someone remind me what that tattoo is.
Dragon tattoo roulette.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Is that what you had, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's definitely clear. Clear point there because I was just like, oh, I know there's something about that tattoo, and I kept rewinding it on my DVR, and it was just like, okay, I'm sure the guys on the podcast would know, which you guys did, so that's awesome.
Hey,
did you guys notice it was Yafei's daughter?
Yes. Go, Joe.
Did you guys notice in that photo when Oliver was looking at Laurel that she was blonde? I thought that was cool. Or is it just me? Was I just seeing things?
Oh, you know, I didn't notice. Did you, Matt?
What?
Laura was blonde in the photo that Oliver was looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did catch that.
Oh, see?
That's cool.
Maybe she might go back to blonde, as we know Canary is a blonde.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's. Do you think they did that on purpose, or do you think it was like a continuity error?
I think they did it on purpose.
Okay, because I mentioned it on the last podcast that Katie Cassidy used to always be a blonde, and this is the first time I've seen her as a brunette, and I know she did like a horror movie that I posted on greenarrowtalk.com that she is in, and she also has a dark hair. So those are the only two projects that I've seen her with darker hair. So that's great. That's good. That's a good find. For those of you who want to watch the episode again, look for that and let us know what you think if she had blonde hair. Let's see. Now let's open it to you guys. Let's see. Do you guys have any Arrow questions or Arrow comments or anything like that? Let's go to you, Matt.
Great show so far. I can't wait for next week's because I heard we're going to get Roy in the episode Dogger. Isn't Roy like a close friend to Oliver as they get close, or what's with that diamond bomb that we saw in the trailer?
Like right. Yeah, I guess we have to wait till next week. Joe, do you have anything you want to talk about regarding Arrow?
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of Oliver and Felicity eventually hooking up, and I know that's going to make Laurel jealous when she sees it finally. I mean, you can just see it in their eyes, I think.
Oh, you think Felicity's going to hook up with him?
I think eventually they will have something going on. I mean, come on, it's a drama, you know what I mean? It's one of those drama soap operas.
Yeah, it's like a 90210 drama, you know, three-way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Someone's always disappointed, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good. Let me give some quick shout-outs from the people on Twitter. Regina, she couldn't call in. She's working tonight. And also Dan from Chicago. He wanted to call in, but he can't. Also, let's see, some people on Twitter. I just want to give a quick shout-outs to. Let's see, N_YorkChick and also the Joker 128. Glasshouse TV, and I'm missing somebody. Let's see. I think that's it. Okay, so that's my shout out. Let's wrap up the show. Matt, give us your shout out as we end this Arrow Talk podcast on Odyssey.
I can't wait for next week's, and go see the next showing. After our Smallville talk, I've been saying it's Die Hard. It is action-packed nonstop.
Sweet. Joe, give us your shout-out as we wrap up this podcast.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Chris. He's at Superstill on Twitter.
Oh, sweet, yeah. Yeah, definitely follow him. And Joe, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I'm actually a Red Blue Super Dude, Superman Superfan on Twitter.
Awesome. Please follow this guy. He's great on Twitter, and he's great on the podcast.
Appreciate it.
What was that?
That was my alarm going off. Sorry about that. No worries.
I'm like, dive. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for listening to the podcast. We'll be on next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Thursdays. It's Arrow Talk Day. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Awesome. See you.
Years I was stranded on an island with only one goal: survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.